We'll do it live!
You are listening to the AMC Report with your host, Ryan Dawson.
Sergeant Bo Bargal, I'll give you my 2 cents. First, I'd like to talk about Afghanistan a little bit. There's a big hoo-ha about this story. One guy gets released. Okay, one guy who was captured while Obama was president, continuing Bush's pointless war in Afghanistan. He says we're staying until 2014, or at least 2016. Screw Obama. He talked about holidays in a little speech he gave. Well, last December, around Christmas time, 12 Americans died, 6 in one day, in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. There is no purpose in occupying the whole country of Afghanistan. Even if you believe the 9/11 myth, it wasn't the nation of Afghanistan that did that. It would have been Al-Qaeda. If somebody from Canada murdered somebody in America, we don't go bomb Toronto or occupy the entire country of Canada. You punish the people that did it. You don't collectively condemn and occupy the entire nation. Over 13,000 Afghan troops are now dead, and 2,313 Americans. All but 565 were killed after the surge. And of course, 12,300 dead civilians, and that's the government number, so you know it's much larger than that. Even a year ago, which would not be including the bloodiest year, which was this year, 73% of the casualties have been on Obama's watch, probably because he tripled the size of the occupation. Press didn't give a lot of attention to that, tripling the size of the war in Afghanistan. His administration didn't even know how many people died or how much the war cost per year. But they knew that they wanted to continue it. Listen to this disgusting audio.
Don't know where to begin here. How much are we spending annually in Afghanistan now? How much is the cost of the American taxpayer? Anybody know?
I mean, I think we each of us have somewhat different budgets there. The total budget,
Yeah, what would be the, nobody knows the total budget of what we're spending in Afghanistan? It's a hearing on Afghanistan. Can I have an estimate?
I'm sorry, Congressman.
I'll just have to say that it's disheartening to have a briefing from our government people who are involved in a project, and they can't tell me how much we're spending annually. And
it is an amount.
How many how many killed and wounded have we suffered in the last 12 months? Mr. Dumont, would you know that?
Sir, I do not. I'll have to get back with you on that one also.
We don't know what the cost is, and we don't even know how many killed and wounded are. And we're supposed to believe that you fellows have a plan that's going to end up in a positive way in Afghanistan? Holy cow.
Now to talk about Sergeant Bo Bargal. People are smearing him, saying he was a deserter, a chicken, whatever. The real threat is revealed in his emails, where he says he saw an Afghan child run over by MRAP. We don't even care when we hear each other talk about running their children down in the dirt streets with our armored trucks. We make fun of them in front of their faces and laugh at them for not understanding that we are insulting them. What he witnessed was a war crime. Children being run over by armored vehicles and fellow soldiers making fun of it. Laughing about it. That might be why he lost faith in the war and why they're calling him a deserter and everything else. He's a threat to the war propaganda because he's been seeing what's been really going on. Over 10,000 civilians have been murdered in the war in Afghanistan. They were innocent. But all these people who hate Obama for all the wrong reasons are coming down on this poor guy. But what were these chicken hawks doing? If they don't like this soldier's performance in the war, where were they? Did they get their ass over to Afghanistan and get a gun and do anything? No. The staunchest critics are, of course, chicken hawks, who didn't do a goddamn thing. And of course, the people running over little kids with armored vehicles, they want to save their own ass, so they poo-poo on this soldier. Well, I don't see anything so macho about running over kids with armored vehicles. I pity the people in Afghanistan, and I pity the soldiers in Afghanistan. It's a pointless war. It's pointless to occupy the country so that the CIA can liberate heroin, $64 billion trade a year, and that's the real reason we're there. It has nothing to do with fighting Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. The U.S. has been aiding Al-Qaeda in Syria and all parts of Africa. Terrorism and terrorist cells are nothing but modern privateers, and at the top they get their money, training, guns, and protection from NATO and the CIA. We should not be in Afghanistan. We should not be aiding Al-Qaeda in Syria and parts of Africa. We should not be aiding neo-Nazis in Ukraine. We should not be aiding terror cells all over the Middle East, all over the world. We should not be dealing in illegal drugs, occupying countries, or giving foreign aid to those who are occupying countries such as Israel or Rwanda. We shouldn't be propping up despots and dictators, as the U.S. does all over the world. We should not be engaged in all these illegal wars, which are based on deception, nothing but lies and deception, for profit. And it doesn't profit America. It profits the plutocrats that run society. It is time to get the hell out of Afghanistan. It's America's longest war. There is no benefit to staying in Afghanistan. And that's my two cents. The campaign is still going for a little less than 2 weeks. You have your chance to get your perks. Click the link below and donate today. David Cole will be coming back on the program to take Michael Shermer to the woodshed. So you can look forward to that one.